Let me give an illustration of this whole concept of seeking first to understand. If we were to take the air out of the room that you're in right now, or out of your car, wherever you are, what would happen to your interest into this audio learning process? I mean, think about it. All of a sudden, and there's no air. What would you think? I mean, it wouldn't make any difference how interesting, how fascinating this could be. It has nothing to do with it. You want air. You want survival. And that's all you want. Now, once you get it, once you get your air, now what happens? Your interest now shifts to learning. But until you got it, you had no interest in learning. Now that is a fascinating idea. You see, it's only the unmet need which motivates. Now, in what way is this an analogy for this concept of seek first to understand, then to be understood?